This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in 21st century India. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi spoke about Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's return from space. He noted that there was a wave of happiness and the entire country felt a sense of pride when the Indian astronaut landed safely on Earth. He said that children began to show curiosity about science and space, developing ambitions of becoming space scientists.
Science ko lekar, space ko lekar, bachchon mein ek nayi jigyasa bhi jagi. Ab chote chote bachche kehte hain, hum bhi space mein jayenge, hum bhi chand par utrenge, space scientist banenge. Aapne Inspire Manak abhiyan ka naam suna hoga. Ye bachchon ke innovation ko badhawa dene ka abhiyan hai. Isme har school se 5 bachche chune jate hain. हर बच्चा एक नया आइडिया लेकर आता है इससे अब तक लाखों बच्चे जुड़ चुके हैं और चंद्रयान 3 के बाद तो इनकी संख्या दोगुनी हो गई है देश में स्पेस स्टार्टअप भी तेजी से बढ़ रहे हैं आज 200 से ज्यादा हो गए हैं सिर्फ स्पेस सेक्टर में
मिस्टर मोदी प्रेज़्ड द इंडियन स्टूडेंट्स हु ब्रॉट ग्लोरी टू द नेशन बाय विनिंग 3 गोल्ड 2 सिल्वर एंड 1 ब्रॉन्ज मेडल एट द इंटरनेशनल केमिस्ट्री ओलंपियाड हेल्ड इन दुबई अर्लियर दिस मंथ द स्टूडेंट्स वर देवेश पंकज संदीप कुची देवदत्त प्रियदर्शी एंड उज्जवल केसरी Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the Astronomy and Astrophysics Olympiad will be held in Mumbai next month with students from more than 60 countries participating in the event. The Prime Minister expressed pride that UNESCO has recognized 12 Maratha forts as World Heritage Sites. These include 11 forts in Maharashtra and 1 in Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister elaborated that each fort has a rich history, from Salher Fort, where the Mughals were defeated, to Shivneri Fort, where Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj was born. Mr. Modi also spoke about the Swadeshi movement, which began on the 7th of August 1905. He mentioned that the movement gave new energy to local products, especially handloom. To commemorate this, the nation celebrates National Handloom Day on the 7th of August every year. The Prime Minister urged people to resolve to buy and sell only products that are made in India.
2047 ke viksit Bharat ka rasta atmanirbharta se hokar guzarta hai aur atmanirbhar Bharat ka sabse bada aadhar hai vocal for local. जो चीजें भारत में बनी हो जिसे बनाने में किसी भारतीय का पसीना बहा हो वही खरीदे और वही बेचे ये हमारा संकल्प होना चाहिए
मिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो अनाउंस दैट इंडिया स्क्रिप्टेड हिस्ट्री बाय विनिंग नियरली 609 मेडल्स इन द वर्ल्ड पुलिस एंड फायर गेम्स इन द यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स अ स्पोर्ट्स टूर्नामेंट फॉर पुलिस ऑफिसर्स फायर फाइटर्स एंड सिक्योरिटी पर्सनल फ्रॉम अराउंड द वर्ल्ड India ranked among the top 3 out of 71 countries. Concluding his address, Mr. Modi extended best wishes to the nation on the occasion of Hariyali Tej. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the celebration of the birth anniversary of the great Chol Emperor Rajendra Chol I along with the Adi Thiruvathi Rai festival at the Gangaikonda Cholpuram temple in Tamil Nadu in a short while from now. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will release a commemorative coin in honour of one of India's greatest emperors, Rajendra Chol I. In Uttarakhand, 6 people lost their lives and several others were injured in a stampede on the route to Mansa Devi Temple in Haridwar today. The stampede occurred on the road leading to the main temple. The incident reportedly occurred after a high-voltage electric wire fell amid a large crowd gathered around the temple. Rescue operations are underway. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the stampede. Moving on to sports and cricket, India will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 174-2 against host England on the last day of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester today. As stumps on day 4 yesterday, India were trailing by 137 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.